Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And it's now the right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with their home run program. And yeah, it's a very beautiful Friday. It's a very beautiful Friday. And we are doing as we always do, particularly at this point in time, between the hour of 1800 hours to 1900 hours, where you listen to your program of Business and Economic Segment, where we update you, we give you conversation related to business, conversation related to economics, conversation related to finance, and conversation related to issues of bread and butter. And for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, as we are always saying, we deal with a broader aspect of development. We deal with broader aspect of, national advancement. We tackle issues such as SME development. We look at political decisions, political economy, political decisions which affect the way the economy is operating. We do analysis on policies, and we bring about those rare discussions that can allow us to think and rethink, and also to come up with, different ways of doing things. And also, importantly, to make sure that we move Namibia to a better stage where every individual will be able to have access and, access to the beneficiation of the resources of the country. We talk about freedom, we talk about a secured future, and we talk about less struggle in comparison to where we are now, and assist, because conversation that people bring about, what people discuss, your discussion, you may think that you are a very, tiny piece of an individual within the broader society, but whatever you say can contribute to the change, and also can contribute to the new ways of thinking, and also, most importantly, to new ways of doing things, which is practical application of right policies, which can assist and also make sure that, the environment is conducive either for business people, professionals, and all individuals within the society. That's why we always bring in those conversations. And what is also very interesting is that we also make sure that, when we bring about conversation on this platform, we don't drive just the one narrative, or we just don't drive to one direction. However, we accept, encourage, and also accommodate various ways of thinking. We accommodate constructive criticism, and we also accommodate those with different views about how certain things should be done. And yeah, because we have an understanding to say, for us to build institutions and for us to move forward, we don't necessarily need to do one thing with one mechanism. It could be that you have a better, smart way of, approaching policy, approaching projects, and those are the people that we need in this platform. Those are the people that we need to contribute. And those are the individuals that are encouraged to take, a stage at this conversation. Let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we can continue.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Just before we go to the conversation for today, like we are always saying, we are always, making sure that we look at Eagle FM products, we look at what Eagle FM offer, how you can get connected to us, and how you can be updated every day, particularly on the ground of business, economics, international relations, development, social affairs, and everything which deal with bread and butter issue. So you can follow us in all our social media platform. Follow us at all our social media platform. You can follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, and also on LinkedIn, so that you'll be up to date, you'll be updated, and also your followers will be updated. And make sure that you share our page, so that when we give statistics, when we give economical news, you will be the first one to receive them, and you will be also the first one also to be notified, which will make your life easy, which will make your economic decision easy, and will make your financial decision easy. Interestingly, we do not just have a radio. We also have our e-paper, that is it's economic paper. E-paper, that is, of course, the Villager newspaper, that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And indeed, subscribing to 081-200-4144, and you'll be sent that newspaper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can download it into your phone, so that you'll be able to read at your pace, with your time, access to the information, make your own research, into the conversation. If you are a student of economics, business, international relation, international law, development, management, and on top of that, being somebody who is interested in developmental affairs or economic related matters, policy issues, you are the right person. Even farmers and SME operators. So download the Eagle FM app, like Eagle FM page, then you will be able to access those right up-to-date information, and you have access to data intelligence, business intelligence, and it will assist you in your personal and professional lives. And yeah, so the other thing also, that we are talking about is that, you know, you find people asking a lot of variable questions, actually, to say, where are you, Eagle FM? We are not seeing you. We are not able to get connected. Where is the frequency? When we update our posters on Facebook, there is a link, there is a link there. And we are always also advertising to say we have our app. And it's going to save you time and energy and also resources. Instead of you buying a radio when you have a phone, which could also save you cost. In a situation where the world is moving toward digitalization, it's always advisable to access our Eagle FM app. Go to Play Store, download the app, so that when we are addressing issues, when we talk about programs which are on air, you'll be able to listen. And also, interestingly, in a situation where you have been in the dark, you miss Eagle FM for a very long time, you can also be able to access past programs and past news through our podcast. That is indeed an open archive. Just press podcast, then they are updated, they are documented with names and dates, and it's easier for you to follow up and do your research. Before we go to the conversation for today, lastly, but not the end of the show, we have Imba App. Imba App is a simplification of hymn book. That is talk about the Hangano, we talk about Maimburiro, we talk about Afrikaans hymn book, we talk about Silozi and many other local Namibian languages. So in a situation where you do not have a hard copy hymn book, or you lost it, you gave it to somebody, or it's old, or can't see where it is, or you are just in a hurry, go to your Play Store, download Imba app, so that you can be able to imba, so that you can be able to sing along with others at the platform that you are finding yourself. So we're going to a commercial break, then from there we can dive into the conversation for today. So we are here at the Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe, until the hour of 1900 hours. So stay tuned.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM
Namibia. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe odite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange, tashake ngejefa omarudi tayo loka, opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamweli nawa, ninge patafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ileko berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, omafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. And as we are talking, as we are always saying, we are always driving those conversations that are current. We are asking questions. We are asking a lot of questions. And we are also presenting some facts. And we are asking a lot of questions, particularly to the citizens, to the professionals, to the authorities, and also to the institutions responsible, in order to make sure that we shape our state and we don't do what is not needed to be done and that is not beneficial to, you know, to ourselves and also to the region. So there's been an issue that have been in the public for quite some time regarding, you know, Namibia being added to the list of high risk, jurisdiction by European Union. And that is related to the financial system of Namibia. It's related to the behaviors, operations of Namibia financial institutions. And there's a lot of talks in the public. However, today we are going to look at Financial Intelligence Center. And when you talk about financial intelligence or Financial Intelligence Center, those are quite some of the institutions that don't operate really in public due to their mandate, and they are quite vulnerable institutions, and their aim and mandate is in the Namibian context. When you look at the Financial Intelligence Center Act, particularly how it started in Act 38 of 2001, when you look at the responsibility of a Financial Intelligence Center. Some people just hear the name. What is Financial Intelligence Center? What is their responsibility? What is the contribution of this institution to the Namibian economy? And how are they assisting the financial system of Namibia? And what are some of the, achievement this institution have done? And what are some of the challenges they have faced? And I think giving the picture of how the conversation is going to be today, I think we'll be able also to link the role of different financial system, I mean financial institutions in Namibia, and you'll be able also to use your lens. It's not me to tell you. You will be able also to use your lens of analysis to understand that where could be the problem. It could be that for us to achieve this goal of a stable, sound, and strong financial system, we need all of us to work together. It could be that there's a blockage somewhere. Those are some of the things that we need to have to be done. Maybe just to give a short background, there are things that a state cannot really operate on their own. There are things that a state need to prove to the world that it can do as a country. And one of those things is fighting of crime, not just ordinary crime. We talk about money laundering. We talk about financing of terrorism. And you talk about financial proliferation. We talk about critical syndicates issues that the state need to be done. And there are certain levels that the state need to operate at for it to be trusted by the world, for it to be trusted by investors, and also for it to protect its resources and its citizens. And Namibia is a very good case study for that, because there have been different institutions and different rankings, and this ranking matters. That's why today we are going to look at the annual report of Namibia Financial Intelligence Center, and we are also going to look at what they have done, particularly the what is at the center of the conversation, blocking or restricting provisional restriction of almost 100 million, which is at this point 96.9 million, in order to combat money laundering. In simple terms, it means that some of these transactions were stopped, prevented. And the question that you're asking yourself, where are this money coming from? Who were part of these activities, and which countries were this money coming from? Now, going back to the conversation that you brought about, to say for a country to be trusted by the world, it must operate in a manner that it can also fight crime. It must have investigators at the highest level. It must have strong system, and also importantly, strong prosecution authority. Now, what have happened is that, for those of you arriving on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, Devin Shombe. Today we are analyzing the report of Financial Intelligence Center and the contribution of this institution to Namibian economy, and what they have done, particularly in terms of blocking or provisionally blocking 96.9 million. Now, what happened is that in 2024, February, they say, a global watchdog, which is a financial action task force, we say that no, Namibia is not doing very well in terms of fighting, financial crimes, particularly money laundering, areas related to financial proliferation, and also areas also related to, funding of terrorism and, unsound transaction which make the financial system very weak. That's why this institution called FAFT ranked Namibia or graylisted Namibia and gave Namibia, 13 things to work on before they are removed from that, list. Now, let's go to a short commercial break, then we can come to the conversation.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of 500 Namibian dollars weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three...
Yes, as we continue, We are looking at the background of the conversation for today. Upon given 13 recommendation, institution started working hard and also moving around to see what can we do, which loopholes, which holes we should cross around, which holes should we close, and also what can we do to update or to up our game. Then by September, out of 13 recommendations to work on, then 8 of them they were successfully complied with, and Namibia was recommended. But on the 10th of June, European Union said, no, Namibia, we are putting you at a high risk jurisdiction in terms of your financial system. Now there's a lot of question that people are asking. There's a lot of question that people are asking, what have been done? And I was also surprised today also, because sometimes bringing conversation about is also about listening to the other side and also understand what is going on within that that institution, and what could be what could be the problem. It could be that there's certain things that we need to do. It could be that some of these institutions need assistance from us for them to succeed. Now what have happened is that people were shocked to say, how come EU placing at this high risk jurisdiction while we are doing our job? Now today at Bank of Namibia, when Financial Intelligence Center gave their report, they indicated that they are working. We have seen the report. They indicated that they are working. And just some of the statistics that I can give you, that I can take from this report, is that they have produced intelligence report. Because this institution's job is to provide intelligence analysis, looking at the accounts and how money is moving from other country to Namibia, which businesses are not complying. And also, after doing this, they can give, this to prosecution authority. They can work together with police, ACC, and prosecuting authority. They did, just between 2024 and 2025, they produce intelligence report, around 565 intelligence report. These are financial intelligence reports. Don't get me wrong. We are talking about finance. Yeah. See, 565 intelligence report. Then out of those 565, only 148 were, criminally investigated. And also what is very interesting is that while we are at this zone, they also work hard to make sure that 96.9 million is provisionally restricted. It's not from one person, it's not from one institution. It's people who are trying to move money in and out of the country. Unauthorized, not well explained. But they were blocked just within the space of 1 year, if you compare. They were blocked and they were stopped. And also what is very interesting is that 79.9 of the funds, 0.9, we're talking about millions, these were frozen, or they were, they were frozen. They are blocked or put in those accounts because of suspicious, movement of money, whether in and outside the country, unexplained business, transactions, and also money that cannot be explained. Interestingly, through the High Court, 5 million of this money is forfeited by the state. We know when you are forfeited by the state, in Oshuambo, there is this thing with in Moyambara, they are becoming state money. Now, and also training around 381 investigators from various institutions, either ACC, police, Namibia National Intelligence, just to work with this thing. Now, the question that you need to ask yourself, what is the problem? Because FIC is not does not have a court. Where is the problem? Who are they giving this, who are they giving this, reports to? And what actions are being taken? Because we are in this, not really to say we are in this mess, we are in this situation, not really to be taken away by one, to be taken from this situation by one institution. We can be taken from this situation by the corrective effort, because you have FIC, you have prosecution authority, and you have police, you have, ACC and other, relevant body like NAMRA. Imagine you are an investigator, you are best investigator in the world. you do all your investigation, you provide the report, you bring to the prosecutor, then it's the end. Your work stop there. What could be the problem? Give yourself, just try to put this on the table. Things like the Fisherot case. Very complicated case that it need external experts to simplify. Very complicated. How many of those reports which are provided but they are still not done with? And that is one of the reasons to say we are not finalizing this, financial crimes. We are not providing reports on time. That's why the country is, gray listed. And what I can tell you is that gray listed by Financial Action Task Force is not a real big deal. But the big deal here is EU. When you are put at high risk, jurisdiction. A lot of people have argued to say no, investment is not going to be affected, and also the relationship is not going to be affected. But this is the word of diplomacy. But why do you think somebody has to put you in that high risk jurisdiction? Yes, they want you to improve your system, but it will affect your investors. We are at the right time where Namibia is moving to, I think it is one of, I don't want to say the best government, but one of the promising government in the past 35 years, which is proactive. But there are things that cannot be done just by politicians alone. There are things that need to be done by a collective effort, because those are some of the things that you need to look at. Because just imagine like this, people are complaining about crimes in Namibia, but you are a best police officer, you are doing your best, then you give your report to your senior, then everything is done. You can't do anything. Yeah, that's why to say for us to operate well, for us to strengthen the financial system, is something which needs a corrective effort. And I really have a different thinking when I look at these guys presenting their what they do. Yeah, because when you look at the chairperson, whose name I cannot provide, she gave a touching speech to say, no, some of these guys, every transaction made, there's an analyst behind. Some of these guys are working behind, they are working in the shadow, just to protect Namibia's financial system. Every transaction that you are made, in or out, they look at it to say, no, who is David sending money to? Where is the money coming from? Why are you receiving this money? Why are you are just sleeping in Katutura, but tomorrow you are driving a Jaguar? Where is the money coming from? Are you able to prove that you are getting all this money from the work? How much are you getting paid? There's a lot of things going on. And these are some of the things that it's really very difficult to see somebody effective, but blocked by, another institution which was supposed to help. Maybe it's the right time now to look at how is our prosecution authority and how we can assist. And the other thing is also this to say, when you talk about these single financial things, it's the same with crime. The question that we need to ask ourselves is that where is the problem coming from? Because I'm not a good fan of supporting the country to recruit a lot of police officers so that they can prevent crime. Go direct to the problem, the root cause of the problem. Why do people commit crime? People commit crime. Some of them are not born crime. They commit crime because, they find themselves in the corner. I'm not supporting them, but they are driving factors for a society to be criminally motivated. And remember this. One of the things that we don't understand is that, in a developing state where our aim is to award police officers for catching a lot of criminals, instead of rehabilitating the criminals so that they can be brought back in the society, then they can build the economy. We are not going to move forward. Because we must go straight to the root of the problem to say, why are we in this case? Why there is a lot of cyber crime in Namibia? Could it be that we need to work on giving people something to do? Could it be that we need to fix the economy instead of looking at the consequences of not us fixing the economy? Because those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because for us to move forward and for us to develop this country, we need to do more than what we have been doing. Because just say, no, for us to prevent crime, we need to have a lot of police officers around, patrol every day. But ask yourself this, why do people commit crimes? Ask the criminologist, ask those sociologists who study behaviors of crime, of crimes and criminal behaviors. Why do people commit crimes? Because prevention is better than cure. It cannot be correct. Instead of building factories, you are building a lot of, jails or rehabilitation centers. Just solve the problem. So the problem, we have resources, is business as unusual, and we are too rich to, there are too few to be poor. Let us just solve the problem, then we can deal with minor issues. So yeah, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We have around 19 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. However, you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So let's go to a commercial break, then from there we can continue with the conversation.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the EagleFM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the EagleFM app to tune into live EagleFM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. EagleFM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa, nukumona oija mwiri nawa. Ninge kwata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device?
Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at, Financial Intelligence Center. It's quite a complex conversation, but variable, and also can also assist us, particularly ordinary citizens, and also relevant authority what need to be done, because if what these guys have presented is true, which I assume, or which I show me is true, because it's an authentic report which was given, they are doing something. Because if you are pressured to address recommendation of 13 recommendation, then you already did 8, you have 5 to do. I think you are doing very well, although you are still in the category that you fail, but you are progressing. You are progressing at the failure zone, which is a positive thing, because you are moving forward. Yes, yes, you did not do anything. You did not do everything. You are progressing, but you are still at the failure zone, but you are doing very well. You can be commended for that. Now, you know, somebody may also want to ask, because when you look at, for example, our neighbor, South Africa, there's a report which was given by a Department of National Treasury, Republic of South Africa. And South Africa is also one of the countries which are still grey listed by Financial Action Task Force. But why South Africa is not put at the high risk jurisdiction? Why not like that? Because if you look at the ratio, because South Africa was even given 22 action items to work on. But why are they not also, put at high risk jurisdiction? But it's us, Namibia, very small country. But we should not play victim. We should also not play victim, but they also need us to say, no, why are you putting us at that zone? We are trying to build our economy, then you are putting us at that zone. Why? Yeah, but that is also a conversation of another day. It's a conversation of another day. But what we need to do as a country, as ordinary citizens, is to assist one another, particularly cooperation in terms of the institutions. Because one thing, I'm still at some point defend, anti-corruption commission to some extent, because this institution is given a huge responsibility, but it's not given money. Look at this budget. You are given a lot of responsibilities. How can you go to, you are going to hunt an elephant with bows and arrows? Others are given machine guns, others are given R5 and all the big guns. How do you think you are going to win? Because yes, you can say whatever we can say about ACC, but it's not capacitated, there is no finance. And I also understand those who are leading ACC to say, because one of the interview I had with that, he indicated that, sometimes I train my investigator, but because of finance and all those things, these guys, they go for high price. They end up being taken by banks and all the other institutions, which you understand. But if we are really serious about our country, particularly in terms of financial system, let us capacitate our institutions. Let us make sure that there is no blockage. If you have best investigators, must have best prosecutors. If you have best prosecutors, you must have best system that can also be able to rehabilitate these people. But interestingly, you must also have best preventive, crime preventers. And one of the best things to prevent crime is to give people something to do. Create recreational activities, give young people opportunities, so that they will not get involved into these things. So, those are some of the conversation that we need to look at, because other than looking at praising everybody, every criminal being on top of the newspaper, you are pressing to say, yes, a person is caught. Go and dig deep in the history of that person. How can we assist this person? How did we come here? Because the society is so complex to that extent that it's very difficult.
Some things kind of have to be together, right? Imagine, pop, but no flakes. Never. Or a goal without a celebration. And friends, but no Tassenberg.
Now that's just not right. Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Great news. Imba just got even better.
Yes, we are looking at the business and economic segment. We have around 10 minutes before we come to the end of the conversation. And yeah, that is what is on the table. 96.9 million just within a year. Provisionally restricted. Then you have also around 70 million frozen in the account due to illegal transaction, money laundering, financial proliferation, financing of terrorism. And you have somebody who is working behind the scene to assist you, but you are still continue doing those things. So what is the problem really? And there's a question which I've asked today, but not really well answered, because I look at the thing of this thing of cybercrime, this thing of you know, somebody calling you or somebody sending you a text like you are being sent from your private bank, that you need to do something at the end of the day, your money is gone. And also what is scaring us also, because people don't talk about this thing. If you know, if you are in a country, then a cabinet minister can also be scammed just through one call. It means that we are really not safe. And it means that you really need to work on something big. And you really need to invest in your institutions. Because just catching somebody who beat people in the street or ran away with the meme's fat cake, yes, it's also a crime, but let us look at the bigger things. And yeah, so we have around 8 minutes. You can still engage us at 083-288-401. Now it's a Friday, and as we are going, everyone is out. But it's also very important to pay attention to the conversation. It's also very important so that you can get one thing or two. Go and look at this thing. Go and study this report. Because when you come to, when people, they are debating serious issues, at least you'll be able to ask questions. At least you will be able also to contribute, not just say, yeah, ne, or okay. Because you find a Namibian, young person, maybe he or she went to a high institution of learning. Give you an example, you study business management. But just basic conversations about financial planning, for example, you will not contribute. And you're asking yourself, how did this person get this qualification? Just basic conversation. You don't need to know everything. At least you can contribute to one or two. And people will also be able to say, no, you went somewhere. Or send a person to say, no, I have an honors degree. Honors degree is a level 8. One of, you know, great thing to bring about. But when people are talking about real issues, even issues in your field that you've studied very well, you cannot really contribute. And you're asking yourself, how are we going to contribute to this country, Namibia? And how are we going to advance our state? So the issue of financial system are very complex and very difficult to understand, particularly to us layperson, to us laymen, very difficult to understand. And it's also very, very important to make sure that you follow the development and also how you can assist yourself, because while we are at this discussion, this is also a question I asked to say, no, what can we do as an ordinary citizen to assist Namibia from being relisted, blacklisted, being put at those categories which are unfavorable, those categories which can also block the futures of our kids, those categories which can block investment in the future. What can I do as an ordinary citizen? What can I contribute? Yes, one of the things is to be ethical, and one of the things is also to follow all the rules of businesses, particularly compliance, comply with NAMRA and all the things. But the question that we also need to ask ourselves is that, why are people not complying with NAMRA? Why are people not complying with relevant institutions, particularly those are in business? Why are they not complying? Is it the issue of inequality? Is it the issue of the fee? Is it the issue of, requirements which are not, accommodating everybody? Because sometimes ask me, why I'm not complying? I'm not complying because I'm not able. Why I'm not able? I'm not able because the policy that you put, yes, is a law. But is that policy accommodative enough for me who do not have enough money? Is that policy accommodative for me also, who is also struggling in this local economy? Because it's more than what you see at the face value. It's complicated than that. So Yeah, that's why when today we look at this report, it's a very interesting report. It's a report that needs to be studied. It's a report which can provide a lot of information. And it's also a report that you can use when you want to study, when you want to make your prediction, and also when you want to inform yourself. Because some of these things are things that can also, you know, assist us or assist our institutions to move forward. Because whether you are safe, whether you are doing well, whether you are not doing well, this thing of national issues are going to affect us one way or the other. And that, what is putting us together, because we are going to share the common pain. That's what makes you a Namibian citizen. If Namibia is greatly state, they don't just blame the government. We also need to blame ourselves to say, what can I do as an ordinary citizen, as a business person? Because at the end of the day, a national challenge is a common pain. It's like the issue of unemployment. If you are, let me say you are connected, everybody at your house went to school and got a job, maybe through connection or maybe through hardworking, you are lucky. But if every neighbor that you have is struggling to find a job, they'll become criminal and you are not going to be safe there. Because it's a national problem. That's why it's always very important to make sure that if you are at a good space, make sure also that you assist another person, because at the end of the day, these problems should not affect us. Because they are saying, oh, me, I don't understand these issues of unemployment. I don't understand these issues of corruption and other things because we are good. How are your kids going to survive if you give them everything? How are they going to survive in the system that you are not able to, you know, to assist? Those are things that like national priority come in, because being private in life is good. Being on your own zone is good. But there are things that you can contribute as a corrective. Because if you are not addressing the main issues, problems will come. And we cannot run away from it. It's like, I don't want to say revolutions, but there are things that can occur naturally in the society where the situation is not conducive. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. It's always a pleasure to receive your comments. It's always also a pleasure to understand that you follow us in our social media platform. And it's also always very good, you know, to give or to receive your recommendation. Also to receive your input and also your criticism, because criticism matters, depends on how you take the feedback. So don't forget to like us on Facebook. Don't forget to like us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram, share our page. And also don't forget to download your e-paper, the Villager newspaper, so that you'll be updated every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And also, interestingly, you can also follow us on, you can also download our Epigale FM Namibia, or you can follow our programs through online by just putting in Eagle FM, go to Home Press, then you'll be able to listen to the programs on air. So from me, David Shombe, have a good evening. Until next time, same place. Shop, shop.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any...